My name's Paul, and I'm a believer who struggles with fear of man, sexual addiction, and people-pleasing. I'd like the opportunity to share with y'all tonight my testimony of how God has resurrected me and just completely changed my life through this ministry of CR over the past 2 years. My addictions and my struggles really came out the second semester senior year in college. It was just months before my first ultimate sexual experience, which would become my medication of choice in the future to follow. Interestingly enough, this would also be tracked about the same time as when I came to Christ. When I accepted Christ at the end of my senior year in college, I'd been devastated only days before by the breakup of my serious girlfriend. I was planning my proposal. I was looking at rings when I got the phone call. "Paul, we need to talk." I was distraught, to say the least. Philippians 4:7 reads, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I know this verse is really common, but that peace is precisely what I wanted inside my heart during this time of hurting. I wanted it especially because I didn't understand all the different emotions that I was experiencing. There were days when God brought those words to my mind, and they were the only thing that prevented me from breaking down right in the middle of lecture while taking notes. During this time of grieving, I discovered masturbation and its bewitching power to make me feel fabulous almost instantaneously. Even though I was a wholehearted believer at the time, going to church every Sunday, even leading a small group, masturbation would regrettably become my place of refuge in times of trouble instead of the Word of God. After graduation, God blessed me with my first job. The excitement and anxiety of living on my own for the first time only served as more reason for me to medicate. This was compounded by the fact that I was living abroad and dealing with culture shock. All these factors taken together provided a detrimental effect for my emotional and spiritual health. I began to spin out of control into a downward spiral. I found myself on the internet for hours at a time, looking at pornography. One night in particular, I found myself alone in my room in the early evening and I had nothing to do. I decided to look at pornography. While looking at it, the Holy Spirit moved in me, convicting me that I had no excuse for looking at it. I wasn't trying to medicate anything. I was doing it for no reason at all. And this startled me. It was a turning point. I realized something was wrong. The medication I was using to control my emotions when I had been upset had instead begun to control me. The master had become the slave, and I had no idea where or when that line had been crossed, but I knew that it had definitely been crossed. Shortly after this realization, God used a mentor in my life to recommend seeking recovery programs. The prospect that my secret sin, had become so unmanageable that I needed recovery, quite frankly, it frightened me. I changed jobs and moved to Dallas. God used the words of an old friend that I had then been reacquainted with, that I should check out Watermark. So I did. The first sermon I ever heard at Watermark, Todd Wagner talked about Celebrate Recovery, so I thought I'd go check that out too. My first night at CR, I was ashamed, frankly. Just to walk in the door. I was afraid who might see me, but that night, for the first time in my life, I admitted to strangers that I look at pornography. I was shocked that others didn't cast me out as a sick, perverted freak, which was my biggest fear. Rather, they listened to me. They admitted they were messed up, just like I was. And one other thing that also held us in common is our need for something strong in our life to rescue us from the mess that we got ourselves into, a mess we were absolutely incapable of remedying ourselves. And our rescuer is Jesus Christ. Walking out to the parking lot that night, I was shocked that I hadn't been rejected. I felt such relief. I didn't have a secret anymore. I finally admitted that there was a monkey on my back, so to speak. And though that monkey was not entirely removed that night, Christ did shine a light on it, and that light was so liberating just to walk in. After I admitted my struggle to others, I was no longer held captive to that lie that I had no struggles. the Holy Spirit, my faithful teacher, was beginning to instruct me in the words of Matthew 11:28, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." I can't impress enough the significance of this freedom. Now, let me be real. Telling strangers at CR about your junk is one thing. It's another to tell your friends your junk. Even though I knew my community loved me, the night I told them about my struggles was just absolutely excruciating. I felt like I had become part of the couch cushion I was sitting on. At the same time, I knew I needed to be faithful to step 5, which I was learning in CR. It comes from James 5:16. Confess your sins to one another and pray for each other that you may be healed. As I stepped out in faith with each word that choked out of my mouth, they listened patiently. After numerous pauses, restarts, and between tears, they began to speak. To my surprise, my community group said they were sorry. They were sad. They were sad with me. They weren't angry at me. They didn't tell me to get it together, Paul. They listened and they hurt with me. I shared with them my pain, and they bore my burden as if it was theirs. I began to experience such freedom for the first time in my life I had never known before. I felt known. People knew Paul Rutherford, not just for his strengths, but for his dirty secrets too. God spoke to me on that Thursday night, and he spoke through the words of my brothers. He told me that he loves me, that he died to pay for my sin. God is so amazing. Today, I'm celebrating almost a year and a half of sobriety from pornography. Praise God. Because of the work of the Holy Spirit in my life, I'm no longer held captive to the enslaving medication of my struggles. I found something better, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's used CR to develop our relationship. Spending time with him daily in his word is the sweetest part of my day. I'm by no means fixed, and I'm definitely not free of this struggle. It is difficult every day. But because of CR and the transforming power of the Holy Spirit in my life, I have a higher power who is faithfully saving me from my addictions and my compulsive behaviors. Admitting my sin to others made my sin real to me. It forced me to face reality that I'm not perfect. It is slowly etching away at the nasty face of pride that I have artfully crafted over years. I learned through my inventory process the new depths of my pride and the sin that I had buried and even forgotten. Bringing those to Christ and receiving forgiveness brings me such joy and satisfaction. It's unmistakable how grateful I am to him. I don't deserve his mercy, but he lovingly gives it to me. Through CR, God is beginning to show me that the reason hurts matter is not because they occurred at really important occasions or at really bad times or even from really important relationships, but rather hurts matter simply because we matter. The really cool thing about this is that God is redeeming me, and he's using the principles in CR to do it. For those of you just beginning your road to recovery, hear what I'm saying. I'm not perfect. I continue to need recovery, but now I have hope. God is faithful, and he's good. Our circumstances don't reflect his sovereignty. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, and will cleanse us from all the wrongs we've ever done. 1 John 1:9. God demonstrated his love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. If you feel like you're a sinner right now, well, you're in the right place. If you feel alone right now, look around the room to the person to your right, the person to your left. That person right there, whose name you may or may not know, they're a sinner just like you and me. If you feel alone, lost, broken, or tired, know that you're in good company. You're in the right place. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is ready to meet you here, lost and broken and a sinner. And he's ready to do it for you. He's ready to die for you all over again. Jesus Christ is our soon and coming King, and he will come back for us.